You guys have talked up this Cardi B enough.
Oh, now you. Oh, nice.
You have me intrigued.
Okay.
Let's do an extra acapella at the news.
You're going to do the intro too? No, we'll just.
No. Just.
All right. This was yesterday.
Since I wasn't here yesterday. So.
Yeah, you weren't here yesterday. Also, like, you. Never mind. Duke and UNC lose.
I'm not technically here now either.
That's
so.
Fair. Duke and UNC lose down in Florida, and we're just not sure who is up or down in the ACC. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren knows where this is going.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I heard we only get one bid. 68 teams, it don't matter if we're on a skid. One ranked, others close. Bad losses might be gross in the past. Adios, get the wins we need the most. Hit him with that Q1. Hubert needs another dose. Meanwhile, back in Durham, they be feeding Paolo in the post. Big bad trip down south, ain't clearing things up. Sunshine State sent you home, but they told you what's up. Big bad trip down south, ain't clearing things up. Sunshine State sent you home, but they told you what's up. Are they up? 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 Are they up?
What do you think,
are they up? Do they suck? Are they up? Are they up? Are they up? Are they up?
Hit him with that Q1.
Yeah.
Do they suck? On a scale.
Look, anytime you rap, I'm down.
I know you are.
Yes.
Anytime you rap, I'm okay with it.
Still trying to figure out some acronyms for another one, but we'll work on that.
Can you, I was going to say, can you do WAP?
I'm working on it. Something with Passner at the end.
Yeah, you absolutely
need okay.
That.
Just I need someone to purge that entire exchange from my brain forever. Thank you. Oh my god.
Why?
Never mind. I just don't need those things in the same sentence. That's all.
I was gonna say, I know the kids are saying that's P. So I mean you can just end it with that.
I really don't know what that means.
Well, I mean it's the old Rentals song. If you're friends with P, then you're friends with me.
Oh, down with P or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, for some reason, that's made a comeback, but it's neither here nor there. Well,
it's the 90s are back.
The 90s are very, very much back. I actually saw the.
I don't know if you saw it. What? Nope.
You don't know what it
what?
Is?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, I what? Still don't know what it means when they
that's
use
P?
It now.
No, I just. No, I'm just not going to enter this fray because I just. There's no.
What?
There's no positive outcome for me.
It's just cool.
It's a net
it's
loss
P,
for me.
It's P. You're not being P right now.
Okay.
I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's fair, but.
Well, did you see the halftime show sizzle reel today on social media for the Super Bowl?
No.
I did.
So, you know, it's going to be like the big headliners are the fact that it's Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. And Kendrick Lamar is going to be a part of it. I think Mary J. Blige is going to be a part of it too.
Yes. And Eminem.
And, between this and a book that I'm going to read next month by the author Chuck Klosterman called mm-hmm. The 90s, we really have reached the apex of 90s
I was thinking
nostalgia.
That. I was like, this feels like it's literally catering to me.
Yeah, I mean, remember, it's funny. We are of the same generation.
Yeah.
Here's where we're at. After the wardrobe malfunction
mm-hmm.
with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, there was a course correction by the NFL. And they started going and getting older artists to make sure that it felt safe for the boomers. So who did they go get after that, right? Remember they did, I want to say it was The Who at one point.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones were involved at one point.
Yes.
And then we got back to weird.
Prince,
the Prince halftime show is one of the greatest halftime shows.
Yes, so
ever,
good. Yeah.
Okay. But Prince, because he's Prince, ended up being a little subversive with it because you'll remember in The Rain, they put the big curtain up and he had his cymbal guitar, but in silhouette form,
oh,
the
yeah.
cymbal guitar looked like something else. That was very much P. Just saying.
I still don't understand what it means.
And you know what? That's probably the point. But I had this thought with the halftime show in that where we railed, I'm like, man, why are we always trying to appease these boomers, man? We get it. We get it. That time was awesome. You know, like the people who are making decisions are clearly older, whatever. We've now hit that point with the 90s.
I know.
Where this halftime show is very much wait a minute. We've become what we've railed against.
Oh, and because P.S., I'm sure there's of the current rappers, I don't get into that many of them. But Kendrick is the closest for me. So this is literally a halftime show catering to me.
Okay, there you go. That makes sense. But yes, essentially, me growing up in the 90s, thinking, man, we have to do another TV show that highlights the 60s. Oh, man, we have to have another documentary about Woodstock. Oh, see, okay, we get it.
I was like today's youth when I was a kid. Like, I was really into the 60s when I was growing up. So, basically, it's the same difference now, I guess.
But we're now doing that, too. We're now doing that to kids. Although, it's fine. It's fine.
It is. It's just history repeats and repeats, and we learn no
It really
lessons.
Is. It really is. I got into a discourse today with some people about 90s and stuff like that. And they're like, well, Target and Walmart doesn't help because they sell things like Nirvana shirts and Pearl Jam shirts and Guns N' Roses shirts and everything else. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? We were also buying that stuff in the 90s. What are people acting like Grateful Dead shirts were some sort of precious commodity that you couldn't find anywhere? You go to Spencer's for that.
I had peace sign shirts, like all kinds of stuff from the 60s. I had bell bottoms at one point.
Lauren.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's good. By the way, I want a lava lamp now.
I really wanted one of those, but my parents were like, no.
Yeah, we're totally getting a lava lamp for the cubicle. That's where we're at right now. We got a Hey Joe question about that we didn't address, but I thought it was relevant for this part of the conversation as it relates to basketball. About the over-under on ACC teams in the NCAA tournament being set at 4.5. At the rate that we're going right now, I would take the under.
Maybe.
I don't know if you guys agree on that, but I'm at the point now where you're probably looking at 4 ACC teams in the NCAA tournament based on what we've seen in the early going in conference play.
I hear you. I just feel like this is a thing we do a lot and sometimes a bit prematurely, especially when it comes to power conferences. You know, like, one power conference in particular seems to be having a bad year this year. It's clearly the ACC. And we do this thing where we're like, how many bids will they get? Will they get more than... I mean, we've had people say they would get like one, which is silly. They're not going to get one.
I railed on the one bid ACC thing.
Yeah. Like,
but I'm also not trying to fanboy it up when it comes to the ACC.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying like power conference teams will get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, how about this? Do we think, based on what we've seen so far out of North Carolina, that they're an NCAA tournament team?
I mean, yeah, actually, as of right now.
I think if the tournament started today, they would not be in the field.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. They don't have any good wins. I mean, here's where we are with North Carolina. I see that, I mean,
They got top 25 votes last week. I'm not saying that they should have. I'm just saying they did. And so, like, I don't know.
I'm the person who earlier in the week when the top 25 came out wondered, well, why is North Carolina not in the top 25? I'm not talking top 15. I'm talking, like, number 22,
number
23 type team. They got talent, all right? Armando Bacot's been on one, okay? And I was convinced that if Roy Williams were the head coach, they'd probably be in the top 25 because they get the coaching bump. But after what I saw against Miami... And then when you take a step back and you look at the totality of their season, they've held serve against the bad teams, but the ACC, as bad as we want to make it out to be, isn't filled with nothing but bad teams. If the UNC was theoretically a team that was supposed to be one of the upper tier teams, the one that's below Duke, they're certainly not playing that way. It's certainly Miami right now.
Yeah.
But it's not North Carolina. And you, as depressing as it might sound to say it out loud, but like, this is kind of who they are, and I don't know if it's a Hubert Davis problem. It could just be a roster problem. That's who these guys are.
I hear
because
you.
Because both Roy Williams, because that's not, this is the one thing that bothers me.
Right.
This revisionist history with Roy Williams.
Yes,
I
me mean, too.
Am I being dramatic when I say this? Maybe. But last time I checked, based on the press conference, Joe, you're the Roy Whisperer. You tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounded a lot to me like that was a squad that got Roy Williams the hell out of coaching.
Yeah, I think his inability to reach the players in a way that he traditionally did.
Okay, so with
I think that,
being
that
said,
frustrated him, yes.
So that frustrated him to the point where he actually retired, all right?
Yeah.
And it needed a new voice.
Yes.
Okay, if the Hall of Fame coach could not get through this team, why are we acting like the replacement, who had no head coaching experience outside the JV squad, was going to magically solve the problem? I really do. I'm more and more convinced that this is a roster issue than a coaching issue, and we're going to have to allow Hubert Davis to get more of his guys in.
I think there are, I was going to say, I think there are two separate questions here, right? One of those questions is this Hubert Davis's doing, that they're losing these games like they are and playing like they are? And then there's the question of, like, what does that mean for whether or not Hubert Davis would be successful at Carolina? I think those are separate questions, right? You can say that, like, yes, this was going on before Hubert Davis took over. I think we all agree on that. But you could also, I mean, you can look at who was being like recruited and who was kind of responsible with recruiting and stuff like that. I mean, Hubert Davis recruited a lot of these guys too, right? So
true.
I'm not saying that this is his fault because I don't think it is. Like I said, this was going on before now. You know, the makings of this were going on far before now, but at the same time, like, you know, did he not have his guys in before? I mean, we don't know. We don't know the ins and outs of, like, was there somebody he wanted to recruit in the past and he wasn't it? You know what I mean? Like, so we need to see him have a couple years to kind of figure that part out. But at the same time, you're right. Like, the blowout losses, the inconsistent play, those were all issues before this year.